Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. It is Friday Eve, and you can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we'll get there in just a moment. You see the newest from Trump?
No. Now, I'm not on the Truthy socials, so what you got for me, man?
He's a little miffed.
Corrupt, rigged, and stolen!
Trump freaks out on Truth Social as Georgia criminal probe widens.
Uh-oh.
Fulton County DA stuff. Oh, it's widening, Dom.
Bonnie Willis is awesome.
Former President Donald Trump published two posts on his Twitter knockoff app, Truth Social.
Where does he find the time?
On Thursday, indicating that he is extremely agitated about the criminal investigation into his infamous post-2020 election scheme. They're calling it a scheme, Dom. To strong-arm Georgia Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find non-existent votes. Wonder how many votes he was looking for. Trump called Raffensperger twice after the victory was declared for Joe Biden and strongly urged Raffensperger. You know, if you're going to urge, yeah. You got to strongly urge. Or if you're denying, it only counts if you strongly deny.
Well, he strongly urged him, and then he said, well, you know, there could be some legal problems if you don't do something. You know,
well, he's also
threatening him.
Strongly denied the outcome of the last election. A little bit more here. So, anyways, called Raffensperger, you know, scrounge up 11,780 ballots, one more than the margin of Trump's upset loss to Biden, so that he could be awarded the Peach State 16 Electoral College votes. It was one of, if not the most, glaring example of Trump's efforts to manipulate the results of the presidential contest. Fancy Brian, you are a talented man. I suspect you may have that phone call somewhere in the archives.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Now, yes. That's not legal, right? I mean, you can't do that. Right?
Well, it's damning, like, every time I hear it.
I just want you to take out of the bank $11,780, which is, you know, a few more dollars than I have, and give it to me, okay? How about that? Is that good for you? I'll write it down on a piece of paper and slide it to the teller.
That's, yeah, one more dollar than the ransom I'm requesting. On Tuesday, subpoenas were served to 7 Trump World Confederates. Senator Lindsey Graham, I bet he's got the vapors, Dom. He's a Republican from South Carolina who also phoned Raffensperger on behalf of the brooding, soon-to-be ex-commander-in-chief. You know, they really try hard on the adverbs in this one. I like it. The brooding, soon-to-be ex-commander-in-chief, Trump's television attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his associate, Jenna Ellis. Coup architect, John Eastman, was behind the coordinated campaign to send the fraudulent slate of electors to D.C. from multiple swing states, think, you know, Wisconsin. And then there were the lesser-known co-conspirators, Dom, couple of which I think are close friends with Ron Johnson. There's the Jackie Pickdeason. Don't know her, but I certainly have heard the name Kenneth Cheesebro.
Cheesebro, what's up, bro? He's from Wisconsin.
Involved in everything, right?
Yeah, come on, bro.
With a name like Cheesebro, how could you not have Wisconsin ties? And then there's the Cleta Mitchell, the Foley & Lauder former partner.
Former. She resigned.
Well, after she, you know, was outed as being on the phone call with the former president to the former Secretary of State of Georgia, Raffensperger, right?
Yes.
She was on the call. The latter of whom is the, you know, as the author details, the latter of whom was present for Trump's clandestine chat with Raffensperger. Well, it wasn't clandestine. It was on tape. We've all heard it. During the telephone call, the witness and other made allegations of widespread voter fraud in the November 2020 election in Georgia and pressured Secretary Raffensperger to take action in his official capacity to investigate unfounded claims of fraud. Well, they tried to have the Department of Justice make that claim, and that didn't go over well. Sort of a Led Zeppelin, if you will, Dom. On Wednesday, Fannie Willis indicated that subpoenaing Trump himself is a real possibility, and more of his allies are in his, her sights. Anything's possible, Willis told NBC News. You know, I like a visionary like that. Anything's possible, Dom, while stressing that nothing is being rushed or overlooked. We'll just have to see where the investigation leads us.
Yeah.
I think that people thought that we came into this as some kind of game. This is not a game at all. What I'm doing is very serious. It's very important work. And we're going to do our due diligence and make sure that we look at all aspects of the case.
All aspects of the case. So Fannie Willis is the head of the DOJ, right? We now know that Cipollone is going
Fulton
to test.
County. Fannie Willis is from Fulton County.
Yeah, they're ahead of the DOJ. I mean, as far as their activities and investigations.
Yes.
If you're looking at the timing of these separate investigations, I think that's where Trump's perhaps not the biggest issue lies, but probably the one that's going to reach him the quickest. So we know this. And this
you
is
think
great.
He's going to be indicted first in Georgia?
I think that, yes, I do think Fulton County, Georgia is going to be at the tip of the spear on all of this. Now, we know Cipollone, White House counsel, is scheduled to testify under oath tomorrow, right? We also know that has been announced on Tuesday of next week, 9 a.m. Central Time, they're going to have a J6 hearing. And I did see on MSNBC confirming that the July 12th, Thursday, a week from today, will be another hearing. Two hearings next week following Cipollone's testimony.
Come on, man. I never even got to Trump's Truth Social post. Let me get to it.
Both of my phone calls to Georgia were perfect. Yeah. I had an absolute right to make them. And in fact, the story on one call was given a retraction or apology by the Washington Post because they were given terribly false information about it. And when they heard the actual call, they realized their story was wrong. Thank you to the Washington Post, as does anyone else. Just look at the Democrats. I don't quite understand that. Have the absolute right to challenge the results of the election. Trump wrote on Truth Social. This one, corrupt, rigged, and stolen. More Devils. We'll be right back.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
I'm kidding.
I don't kid.